أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم لننزعن من كل شيعة أيهم أشد على الرحمن عتيا ثم لنحن أعلم بالذين هم أولى بها صليا وإن منكم إلا واردها كان على ربك حتما مقضيا ثم ننجي الذين اتقوا ونذر الظالمين فيها جثيا صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 69 to ayah number 72. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about those who will go into the fire of Jahannam. And Allah says, ثُمَّ لَنَنْزِعَنَّ مِنْ كُلِّ شِيعَ. Then we will extract from every grouping of them, أَيُّهُمْ أَشَدُّ عَلَى الرَّحْمَانِ عِتِيَّا, that who was more arrogant, more persistent in their disbelief against Allah Ta'ala, more rebellious against Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the groupings will be there, and then from there the more rebellious ones will be taken out. ثُمَّ لَنَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِالَّذِينَ هُمْ أَوْلَى بِآصِلِيَّا, and then we know best who will enter the fire of Jahannam more deservingly, in that the worst of the rebels, those who were more arrogant against Allah Ta'ala and obviously against the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, they will be placed first into the fire of Jahannam. Then according to their disbelief, according to their opposition and their arrogance against Allah and the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, the next and the next will be put into the fire of Jahannam. وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. Here there are different interpretations of this ayat. The most simplest of all of them is that each one of you will pass by the fire of Jahannam. So Mufassirin have explained that the Sirat, what we will call the Pul Sirat, it is over the fire of Jahannam, and each person will have to go over the Sirat. That is the way and that is the route to Jannah. There will be those that will cross by the speed of lightning, those who are obedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, those who fulfill the ahkam and the commandments of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In this world, they were trodding the path towards Allah, they will go the quickest. Then we will find in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there will be those that will enter and pass by the Sirat like that of a fast ride. In other words, they will be swift, they will be quick. Others will be running, others will be walking, and there will be those that will be crawling. All will depend according to the amal and the actions of a person, their obedience to Allah and their abstinence from the disobedience to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Those who were sinners, those who were disobedient to Allah, Allah Ta'ala save us all, there will be hooks that will hook them, and then they will drop into the fire of Jahannam. كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that this is decreed and determined by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There is no one that can change this system that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has placed and put into vogue. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Allah Ta'ala says, then we will save those who had the quality or who have the quality of taqwa. And again, the fear of Allah, the consciousness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that creates piety in the hearts of an individual. وَنَذَّرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا. And we will leave the sinners, the oppressors, the transgressors in it, that is in the fire of Jahannam, jithiya, kneeling, in other words, totally helpless. So Allah Ta'ala grant us all Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning, without going into the fire of Jahannam. But there will be those believers that will leave this world in a state of iman, but unfortunately they had sinned, they had disobeyed, they didn't make tawbah. So according
to the levels of sins, they will remain in the fire of Jahannam, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will remove them, the rahmah of Allah, the intercession of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, this ummah, the intercession of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then depending on the qualities, depending on the stages of the sins, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will extract them and remove them from the fire of Jahannam. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.